is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know. Hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, a mountain of meat. The demise of gasoline could be nearing. Self-defense to the extreme, and a revolutionary new toilet plunger you wish you would have thought of. Let's meet the friends. Jennifer Bjorklund is in the newsroom.
Phil, Bo Bergdahl is on his way home, and we are getting a first look at his side of the story. We'll tell you.
He just discovered the joys of soccer. It's Jay Campadonia.
Breakdown in Brazil. The World Cup starts with a near riot. Details coming up.
And always looking on the bright side of life, here's Chris Martin.
Phil, has blogging become a respected and legitimate form of writing in today's media?
Are you asking me?
I am. What do you think?
I think not.
Oh, well I may have something to say about that.
Oh, I'll say if it has, let's change its name.
Blogging just sounds like a bodily
blog
function.
Blog just sounds like blurg, 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 blurg. Here's what's barfing out of my hands, you know?
Sounds too close
sound
to flogging.
You know what I think it is, Jennifer?
Yeah,
you're a respected and venerable journalist. And and somewhere...
Did you just call her old?
Consciously or subconsciously,
I think so.
You resent the fact that bloggers are out there making money.
They are?
Well, I don't know. That's what we're going to find out from Chris. After we talk to you first, because you have some compelling stories to talk about, I didn't know Bergdahl was coming home.
I know, I didn't either until I just saw this. He's on his way home. He's going to get to Texas on Friday. And hello, isn't that tomorrow? I think
Friday is tomorrow.
Yeah. So Bo Bergdahl's coming back to the U.S. A U.S. official is saying that he's going to leave Germany during the night, go directly to Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, and arrive on Friday. Meantime, we have already kind of heard from him. The Daily Beast has gotten a hold of some of the letters he wrote home while he was in Taliban hands for 5 years. Bergdahl urged his family and the government to wait until they had all the facts before judging him for leaving his post.
Oh, so he was already kind of getting out in front of it, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, he wrote these letters home. One of them dated March 23rd, 2013. And you know what else? This might explain why his dad said be patient with his English, because the spelling errors in this are frightening. You can tell he hasn't really been using his English a lot. But he said in this letter, leadership was lacking, if not non-existent. The conditions were bad and looked to be getting worse for the men that were actually the ones risking their lives from the attack. He says, if this letter makes it to the USA, tell those involved in the investigation that there are more sides to the situation. And situation is spelled C-I-T-T-U-W-A-T-I-O-N.
Goodness. Is the
implication
that his spelling was intact when he enlisted and somehow he lost it along the way?
Well, he was homeschooled. So judge how you may. I don't know
we're gonna
if
have
that
to
makes
get
it better
the,
or worse.
We're going to have to get this kid hooked on phonics quickly.
Yeah. Actually, he may be spelling phonetically, and that's the problem.
Exactly. I think that's exactly what his dad was talking about, as far as he hadn't been using his English a whole lot for the last 5 years. But he added in this letter, please tell D.C. to wait for all evidence, E-V-A-D-I-N-C-E, to come in. So,
goodness.
You know, we'll hear from him hopefully more after he gets back to the U.S.
Certainly the story behind the story there, Bergdahl can't spell. Now,
mm-hmm.
Robin Thicke can sure sing, but can he save his marriage?
I don't know. Us Weekly has the pun of the week. He's laying it on Thicke.
Oh!
That was almost too easy.
It's too easy. Robin Thicke is pulling out all the stops in his attempt to win back his estranged wife, Paula Patton. Guess what his new album is going to be called?
Paula, Please Come Back?
Yeah, pretty much. Paula. It's going to be called Paula.
Oh,
and includes
boy.
A single, Get Her Back, which the chart-topping star introduced at the Billboard Awards. Remember in May, he gets on stage and says, all right, y'all, help me get her back.
Well, you know, if he quit making music videos with naked ladies, maybe that would help.
Right?
Oh, that's a good idea. But it's so much fun, Phil.
Oh, I suppose. I don't know what it's like to be a rock star. Do you?
I dream a lot. Your girlfriend, Jay, is probably glad you don't know what it's like to be a rock star, too.
Well.
Seriously.
Well, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Let's just say that.
Yeah, see? Man of mystery.
Robin Thicke, yeah. He and Paula were high school sweethearts. And they split in February after 9 years of marriage. Clearly her choice, not his.
You could tell I'm broken up over this.
Mm-hmm. I know, but he's naming a race. Do you think that's too much?
He's working hard. He is groveling. He's been doing it for a while now.
I haven't cracked open a People magazine in years.
Yeah.
But he's a popular guy.
He is a popular guy. I just don't think that kind of thing works. I mean, it wouldn't work on me. I'd be like, ugh.
I think she loves it. I think she's loving all the attention.
Oh, speaking of ugh, you have another story out of New Hampshire. What in the world's going on there?
Well, there was this rumor going around, this guy who's been dead for a few years. There was a rumor going around the family that he had been buried with the real Will. The real Will was buried with him. So I don't know if somebody was saying in the theoretical sense he took it to his grave, but three people, including a daughter of this guy's, are accused of ransacking the grave of this New Hampshire businessman in search of his real Will.
Oh, my God.
They found something else in his grave with him instead.
Okay,
this guy's name was Eddie Nash.
Wait a minute. They found something else.
Yeah, hold on.
Something else. Yeah.
I don't care what his name is.
Family show, right?
He died of a heart attack in 2004, so that's how long he's been in there.
I don't care what they find in the grave.
He was 68. No. Well, it wasn't the will. It wasn't the will.
They found something else.
The daughter who helped dig him up said to her friend that helped her do it, drove the car to get her there.
You're killing me.
It wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be. According to the affidavit.
Oh, no.
Instead of the will, he had a pack of smokes. Pack of cigarettes in his hand.
Interesting.
Yes. That's all they got. A nasty old pack of cigarettes in his dead, cold hand. And he has been reburied at a cost of several thousand dollars. So it actually cost them money. Doesn't pay to dig him up.
Nice nice grab on the Charlton Heston quote. That was pretty good.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we have perhaps the biggest sporting event kicking off today, biggest event on the planet, the World Cup, Jay, and things aren't kicking off to a very good start, are they?
No, but the World Cup is actually happening right now. The first match is happening between Brazil and Croatia.
Is this a spoiler alert?
It is a spoiler alert.
So how much time do you need?
Okay, let's give it 3 seconds. So if you're taping the game, turn the radio down. And
beginning now.
Brazil, Croatia tied at 1.
Okay, welcome back.
52 minutes at the 52-minute mark. So, but hours before the game, riot police had to be sent to the streets of Sao Paulo this morning. Hundreds of protesters jam-packed the streets, chanting things like no more World Cup, setting small fires all over the city, chucking rocks at cops. They do not want the World Cup in their city, in their hometown. They're ticked because the country spent $6.7 billion on all the hosting duties, getting the stadiums ready, which none of them are.
Yeah, they're saying FIFA siphoned all that money out of the economy when that money could have been spent on starving and homeless people.
Correct, because Brazil basically is a third world country. I mean, let's just face it.
There are a lot of starving and homeless people in Brazil.
So $6.7 billion to be sent all over to make, you know, the tourists happy. So they're very upset. Well, 10 minutes into this protest or demonstration, cops break out the tear gas and sound bombs, which is awesome.
Bombs. So concussion grenades.
Concussion grenades, exactly.
Those are the worst.
Exactly. And then they start wheeling in the tanks that have these giant speakers on the top of them, and they just have this ear-piercing sound that comes out.
Celine Dion?
Oh, joke of the day.
Sorry.
So it basically, you can't, even if you put your hands over it or you've got headphones on or earmuffs or whatever, anything like that, the sound just pierces your brain. They started making arrests, and they actually had to station tanks outside the Rio de Janeiro airport because there was supposed to be a protest there, but only about 20 employees walked off the job in protest of the World Cup there. But here's kind of the kicker. There are 12 cities around Brazil that are going to be hosting these matches. And the group that are the demonstrator leaders, if you will, have said that they will protest every single city. So more of this to come in Brazil.
My goodness. All right. Well, expect nothing but fun every day out of the
The tournament goes for a month.
Yeah.
I mean, you think you'd get tired of getting pepper sprayed in the face after, like, the first, I don't know, minute.
And your ears bleeding from concussion grenades.
Right.
They're passionate about what they're talking about there. All right. Up next, this is the story that perhaps may have Jennifer tearing up her bachelor's degree in journalism diploma. Whether or not bloggers are legitimate and making tons of money, this is Chris's story, and you're going to hear it next, among other things. Here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. We're here every weekday afternoon at 2. I'm Phil Hewlett. Jennifer Bjorklund is in the newsroom. Jay Campedonia and Chris Martin join me here in the studio. We have a bunch of stories to run past you, and I think you're going to like all of them, especially this one. We teased at the top of the program, Chris Martin, you talked about bloggers and whether they're legitimate these days. Have they caught up? Have they pulled even? Have they surpassed the earning potential and the legitimacy of regular good old-fashioned journalists?
Yeah, if you use earning potential as the marker for whether or not someone's legitimate, then bloggers are definitely legitimate. Whether or not they're respected and whether or not their actual form of writing is legitimate, you guys can decide, especially you guys. You guys are all writers. But they're definitely being paid like it. You know, a lot of independent bloggers are they started out stirring up the media because they were getting front row seats. They're getting great concert seats so they could write about these events. Nowadays, they're becoming major brands themselves. I mean, you've got these sites like TMZ and Perez Hilton, but there's a lot of other independent people that do it. And in a recent e-report, it was revealed that big-time bloggers are earning millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars?
Millions of dollars.
Millions?
Collectively, or like one guy's making $1 million?
Independently, Jay. So these guys, not only they're raking in huge revenues from their site
visits.
See you
later, Phil. I got to go find a computer. Goodbye.
Really?
Well, that's what makes it so appealing. Anybody with a computer can do it. But they're also getting paid thousands of dollars for appearance fees. What happens is businesses hire them. They go to these openings, and then they write dedicated posts because they have so many people following them and so many people going to read their posts that they're being paid as much as $40,000 per appearance.
So it's a racket.
Well, so that's prostitution. That's not journalism.
Exactly.
You know what that is? That's advertising.
Exactly.
So if you're getting something for writing something, that's advertising. That's not journalism. So I think we've answered that question. Are they legitimate? Yeah,
okay.
They're legitimate as PR people.
All right. Now, while you're all hopped up there, Missy.
I like Jen's opinion.
I'm sorry, but that's
how
I see it.
Get it, girl.
While you're all hopped up, why don't you tell me what the CSI folks are doing these days? They have a new tool in their arsenal, and we'll sit back and judge your journalistic qualities as you deliver the story.
I just want to tell you I've never received anything free for talking about any of these things, including from Smart Water CSI. It's not Smart Water like the kind you drink, and it's not CSI like the kind you see on TV, but it's a new company called Smart Water CSI, and this is a really cool thing. It's like a DNA spray. Now, you're going to say, ew, gross, what's that? Well, it's minerals that are like virtual DNA that you can spray on your stuff. And if someone steals it, years later, they can take a DNA swab off that thing and match it to your stuff, your smart water profile or whatever it is, and identify it as yours.
Okay, so you just spray.
What do you think about that?
You just go through your house and spray everything?
You can spray everything, or you can booby trap your house. So if someone breaks in, it'll mist that person. And like little tiny elements of the chemical will stay on people for years.
I'm gonna beat Jay to the punch here because he was gonna make some mark your territory joke.
No, I was not. Yeah. I was just gonna say booby traps.
Yeah, funny.
Does it leave a sticky film?
No, it doesn't. It's invisible until it's under a black light. So it's like that stamp they used to give you at Disneyland. And it's, like they said, it's made from rare earths and chemicals. So it's all natural. But they can create up to 1 billion distinct chemical signatures. So you can get a little bottle of this stuff for $35 and spray it on your stuff. And you can track all your stolen items and link thieves, bad guys, to the crimes they've committed.
I like that. Until they figure out a way to thwart that science, but I don't...
Thwart?
Yeah.
Thwart,
well, that's what evildoers do. They thwart things, right?
Well, do you remember that stuff that we were talking about a few weeks ago that you spray on that cancels out the DNA by spraying a bunch of other stuff on it?
Right.
I mean, we could have, like, the war of the spray DNA.
Yeah, there's going to be a DNA arms race.
Yeah, I'm going to go get it and make sure that I spray it all over my IKEA furniture because, God forbid, that gets taken out of my apartment.
I know, man. It's one of a kind, man.
All right, Jay, you have something from the, man, I wish I thought of that first department. And what is this?
A revolutionary product, Phil.
You're excited about this.
Revolutionary. And I'll be honest with you, I am a journalist, and I would take one of these for free to do a story on it.
Okay.
Just letting you know. It's a new plunger. Now, when you think of a plunger, you go, well, how can you improve on a plunger? Well, think about the last time you had to use a plunger. It was probably a messy activity, if you will. So this guy in South Korea has basically come up with a cover for your toilet, and it goes around the porcelain piece, so you would lift the seat up, and the cover, it's like a thick, rubbery, plasticky thing, goes around the porcelain part, and you basically push on the center of the toilet and push on the center of the cover, and it creates enough pressure that eventually it will unplunge or plunge your toilet.
So you've created a drum, more or less, on the top of the toilet seat.
Exactly.
It's like not the seat, but on the rim.
On the rim, and you just push, 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 push,
and
push.
And even
push,
if there is water and other things I'd rather not talk about in the toilet bowl right now, it still works.
Right, it still works, and there's no mess.
And it also seems to me that it blocks out the
aroma?
Yes. Aroma, yes, exactly,
you know,
right.
You say there's no mess, but what if you miss a little spot and you don't quite have that seal, or if the toilet's really backed up? I mean, I saw this thing video demonstrated, and I'm like, you know what? There are just way too many things that look like they could go terribly wrong.
Well,
with this
I understand
thing.
That, but I mean, what are you eating that's clogging your toilet so bad? What are you doing?
All right, that's for another program that has a different name than this one.
Okay.
So, all right, next, we have this story. And before we break, I had to get this because today I found this. It's a list of what bartenders think of you based on your drink, on the drink that you order. And I'm not going to do all of these necessarily, but they're all so true. For instance, if you try to ask for a gin Ricky, it means that you just read The Great Gatsby or you saw the film for the first time, right?
Or can I take a grasshopper? Same thing.
Yeah, exactly. All right. If you ask for a white Russian, it means you're naive because milk never gets poured at most bars. So the milk in the refrigerator is probably spoiled. Either that or you're a big fan of The Big Lebowski.
Totally.
Right. If you drink PBR, you don't tip. Probably because you're a hipster.
Or that's all you can afford is one PBR.
Now, on the other side of the coin, if you order Johnny Walker Blue, you have more money than brains and you're just trying to show off.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Right.
People who drink apple teenies don't like the taste of alcohol.
Well, they like the taste of something, boy.
Yeah. If you order a shot of Fernet, or Jennifer, help me with this. Is it Fernet? It's probably Fernet.
I've never even heard of what
Fernet, you're talking about. Then you're from San Francisco. That's one of those bitter Italian liqueurs that tastes like licorice, right? But for some reason, it's popular in San Francisco.
Oh, it's like Sambuca.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a kamikaze, that means you just don't know what to order.
That means you're stuck in the 80s.
Just mix it all together.
All right. Anyone who orders a great scotch and drinks it neat. And Jennifer, what does that mean? Just in a glass with some ice
in it? I think that means with no ice.
No ice. Neat is just right out of the bottle.
Pour me some scotch.
Yeah. Yeah, fingers neat, yes.
Yeah, then you've got about all the respect that you're going to get from a bartender because they think that you're just, you know, one bad dude.
Oh, right?
All right?
Yep.
Okay, if you look young and you order Jack Daniels instead of scotch, you're getting carded. Because most people discover scotch after they've lived through their partying days once they've learned how to appreciate good liquor for its own sake.
I'll be honest with you. Jack Daniels is a great whiskey. I love Jack. I don't like Jack and Cokes. I like Jack's neat, two fingers, like you said, Jen. That's the way to you have that with a beer? Done.
Order it like that and you won't get carded. But when you don't know exactly what kind of liquor it is, except for, you know, I'll have a 7 and 7 or a Jack and Coke. You don't know what is that whiskey? I don't know what that is. Like when you order that, you have no idea what's in it.
Right.
And here's the one that is probably the most true of them all. The guy who orders the drinks with the sexual names, you know, like Sex on the Beach, and there are a whole bunch of them. I mean, we don't need to repeat them all here.
Sure. Some of them we can't.
Yeah. Well, the bartender thinks that that guy is a big, well, you insert the word, and the second part of it is bag. The dead giveaway is how he always tries to make eye contact with the nearest woman when he orders.
That's true. You see those guys all over the place.
I'd like Sex on the Beach.
Why did they continue doing it when it doesn't work?
I don't know. Hey, big Tesla news that could revolutionize the automobile industry. And a bunch of stuff you won't be able to opt out of unless you listen to our tech guy. Next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends, right here on KFWB News Talk 980. You are listening to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Phil Hewlett and Friends. There's a link to our show fun page, and there is a great reason for you to go look at it right now. It's Tech Thursday. Is it already Thursday? And we want to get up to speed on the biggest items in the tech world this week. And joining us live is our tech guy, Jeremy Antoconi. Jeremy, hello. Hello, Jeremy.
Yeah, hey, Phil, I want to talk about computers and stuff.
Let's talk about
those computers.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, hey.
You weren't just having an Apple Teeny, were you?
I was not. I had you on mute.
Oh, that'll do the trick every time. And I'm glad the tech guy figured that out, too. Hey, you have some big news. What does Elon Musk over at Tesla Motors want to do?
Well, this is actually pretty interesting. You know, the tech industry is notorious for all of these patent lawsuits. You know, Apple and Google and everybody seems to be suing each other and, you know, going after billions and billions of dollars. Well, Tesla is kind of changing things a little bit. They're saying that they are going to open up their patent portfolio so that other manufacturers that may be interested in getting into the electric car space are not going to be having to worry about Tesla suing them for the patents that they have on electric cars.
Open source, then.
Yeah, essentially kind of like an open source car concept, if you will.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Jeremy, because I just got one of those geeky little Prius cars, okay?
I
never thought that I would have a Prius, but I was spending like $1,200 on gas every month in my Prius-eating SUV. So I'm driving this thing now, and it's a plug-in type, so I can plug it in, but I get like 11 to 12 miles of charge. This Tesla gets what, like 100, 200 miles?
Yeah, you can get a few hundred miles out of the Tesla. The whole bottom of the car is essentially batteries. So, you know, being the fact that it is an electric-only car and it doesn't have a gasoline motor to extend its range, they've got to have quite a few batteries in there. And that's actually the reason that they're working out this charging network across the country. So what they're doing is they're putting in these rapid charging stations across the country.
Superchargers.
Superchargers. And they're designed so that they are, you know, going to be able to charge your car in a very short period of time. The idea being that you would stop there for, you know, a bite to eat or, you know, a very brief time where you're not going to have to stay overnight to recharge your car, but, you know, long enough to get a charge. And then they're spaced apart so that you're able to drive to them so that you don't have to worry about driving.
Could this put a big dent into the gasoline business?
You know, I think that this is definitely the direction that that things are going. We're going to see more and more of these electric cars, and I think that Tesla is just – it's certainly going to become a household name, and we're going to see lots more of them as soon as they're able to crack that nut of being able to, you know, make them affordable so that everybody can buy them.
Yeah, well, if you have a bunch of them, that'll bring the price down.
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
You know, they've got one of those – or a charging stations out in the middle of nowhere just outside of Bakersfield. I was driving out there a few months ago, and I go – what?
Yeah.
What right next to like a Chevron, there's a Tesla place? I'm like, yeah. Who's got one of those out here?
On your way to San Francisco, you just stop in Bakersfield, juice all up, right. And you're good to go.
I think that it's like, you know, halfway between Vegas and in Los Angeles, right? So that you can actually make that trek without running out of juice in the middle of the desert.
There you go. Hey, did Starbucks, Jeremy, just come up with a new reason to hang out longer, buy more high-octane, high-calorie coffee drinks and overpriced pastries?
As if we didn't need more reasons to do that, they are adding one more. So you probably maybe a couple of years ago heard about something called PowerMat. And so this is a company that came out that essentially had a wireless charging technology. And so I thought this was awesome at the time. I bought one and I got the case for my phone because, of course, none of the phones actually supported wireless charging. But we're actually starting to see that change now with some of the new phones coming out with that technology built into it. And Starbucks is trying to get ahead of that curve and say, we're going to deploy PowerMats, 100,000 of them in the next 3 years to all of our locations. They're starting in San Francisco, but are going to be rolling it out across their network. And essentially, it will be a small space on the tabletop that you, if you put your device down, you'll be able to actually charge your phone or tablet or whatever other device you're using that has this wireless charging technology, and not have to worry about, you know, did you bring your charger? You know, getting it out of your bag, finding an outlet. Those things can be challenging to come by in a Starbucks. So this will allow anybody that has one of these devices to charge their device instantaneously by setting it on the table.
And it will allow anybody who's of the mind to steal five or six of those to find a bunch of them in the same place all at once.
Exactly. Right.
Okay. Hey, it sounds to me like Facebook is taking a page out of Google's advertising playbook. What's going on?
Well, as you know, Facebook is, you know, an information company, really. They're tracking what people do and what they like and the brands that they interact with and so forth. And they actually just announced that they are using data from the mobile app as well as website data as you're browsing the internet to then serve up more targeted ads to you. Now, of course, if you're interested in privacy, the idea of, you know, Facebook just having more information to target you with more specific ads probably doesn't go over too well. And so we're starting to see, you know, a lot of people, you know, not so happy about this and wanting to opt out. Now, Facebook is one of those companies that kind of has a track record of opting people in automatically when they roll out new features.
Well, and so that brings up the question. I mean, so... Because I don't like that at all. And I look at a lot of, stuff.
We don't want to know what you look at.
So how do you?
Don't want us to know.
So how do you?
How do I get out of it? How do I get out of this thing?
So there is, and this is one of those, okay, does this really work kind of things. There's a self-regulatory program for online advertising. And all of the companies that are, you know, all of the above board companies that are, you know, doing online advertising supposedly are, you know, buying into this and then allowing people to opt out. So there's a single place that you can go to. It's called aboutads.info. And if you go to this website, you're able to then define which companies are currently using your information to target ads and allow you to opt out of that advertising. So certainly recommend checking that out if you are like Jay and don't want people to know what exactly it is that you're browsing.
Yeah, that could be embarrassing, Jay.
It
I could
can
see that.
Be.
Sitting there with a girlfriend and you open up your little tablet and look at Facebook and all of a sudden, boom, there it is.
You were checking out Robin Thicke photos, weren't you? No, I was not.
Jeremy, we'll talk to you again next Thursday when we talk tech again, and we always love hearing from you. You've opened our eyes and ears once again, my friend.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great week.
All right, you too. So today is a very special day other than Tech Thursday, Jay. What is it?
It is a great day in this nation. It is a phenomenal day.
Is this proof that the American way is the best way ever?
It has to be. Today marks the third annual National Jerky Day.
Yes.
Jerky Day.
In honor of beef jerky, Jack Link's Beef Jerky, which is a phenomenal company, and no, I do not receive anything, they have created Meat Rushmore. Meat Rushmore. It measures 13 feet high and 17 feet across, which translates into about 1,400 cubic feet of beef and turkey jerky.
I'm looking at it right now on our show fun page at philhewlettandfriends.com, and it looks delicious.
It is a monstrosity of deliciousness. They actually use turkey, pork, and beef jerky for all of these things.
I want to eat Teddy Roosevelt's nose right now.
Like, who's not a fan of jerky on the car ride or the road trip?
I don't know.
You know? You have to stop by the convenience store, and what does somebody do? They buy overpriced bags of beef jerky.
Of course.
And you just munch on it the entire road.
And you don't even care what went into making that, did you?
Glorious so day, good. Phil. Do not ruin it with your science.
All right. Hey, nobody ever expects to be the victim of a brutal, violent crime, right? It just happens when it happens. But what if you had the particular skills to protect yourself and possibly even immobilize your attacker? Up next, you will hear from a guy who's made this his life's work, teaching people how to do just that right here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. Thank you for tuning in to KFWB News Talk 980 at this very moment. It's good when you're going to learn something. How are you with self-defense? How are your skills? Joining us live with some real-world survival tips, the author of 9 books, including his latest, Conquer Crime, How to Be Your Own Bodyguard, former Green Beret, and a guy I'm pretty sure I can take, Don Paul. Hello, Don.
I'm glad to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in quite a while. This is the third edition of Conquer Crime, How to Be Your Own Bodyguard. We have some new stuff in there.
Yeah.
But you may remember, you know, that before we've done, and people have done this ever since, you know, you want to break into somebody's house, you just knock the door off at the hinges. They can put 7 locks on the other side. It doesn't help because they're going to take the door out at the hinges.
All right. Before we get into what we're going to do to take those guys down so they don't take your stuff or your person, give us a little background on you and your training.
I was a reserve cop in San Diego and found out that, you know, we're really powerless. You can't make an arrest until after a crime has been committed. So you got to wait around for somebody to do something bad, and then you got to catch them. That's why there's so much crime around. You know, I'll take you back. Well, in L.A., it goes this way also. I mean, all the gang guys do this. They only got a lot of guns. And they move those guns right when the police are on the interchanges in the morning. Drive the old cars into the station, get out. The new guys are showing up for lineup. They learn what's going on in crime, and they take the cars. But there's nobody on the streets at that time. And that's when the bad guys plant guns and drugs with a welfare mom who has no police record, and she just stores the stuff for him. It's been going on for a long time, you know.
And so this is the kind of thing that you sniffed up?
That, and even more. I mean, lots of stuff, because the book is not so much about preventing crime when it happens, preventing crime before it happens, because a lot of easy things to do. We'll go back to the hinges on the door. You just have to run the screws out and put in longer screws, because when you buy a set of hinges, the screws are made, I think, in India out of very soft metal. Anybody wants to pop the door off, they pop that side off, the hinge side. It comes off real easy.
And well, that's a good tip. So what if you've got a 3-inch beam in there, I think is what the case in most of the cases in the door where you put the threshold, you want to get, a 3-inch screw to put it through there, huh?
Well, a little bit more. Yeah, because there's what they call a trimmer there. But anyway, we tell you in the book, just a 3.5-inch screw. And so what if it runs all the way through the wood and sticks out the other side? The screws from Home Depot, and I'm sure other stores too, they're made really hard. They run really easy. They're Phillips. You can use an electric screwdriver. It only takes a few minutes.
Yeah, and it's a good tip. You know what? Most of the time, Don Paul, people do that all the time. You're not running for president or Senate. I know that. Most of the time, people say, don't engage the robber who has a weapon. Just let him take what he wants and hope for the best. What do you say?
Well, if you're unarmed, absolutely. But even, people have bought guns. They're all bought guns, and then you go find out that they can't shoot them.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Yeah, in Long Beach, you can get on the range out there and you can practice, but you got to have some instruction, and you got to practice. You got to practice a lot. So here you are with a handgun. One lady called in to a show I did and said, I just bought a .44 Magnum, and the next guy that comes through my door, I'm going to blast him.
Yeah.
Because the guy in the gun store said, this is really going to do it,
Yeah, but she's going to lose her shoulder when she pulls that trigger, right?
That's right. Apparently you own one. And then the other thing is, if she shoots and misses, it'll go through five walls.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, now what?
How about a shotgun? All you need to do is crank it, and that's a deterrent, right? Never have to fire the thing.
No, we like shotguns, and that's a brilliant question. You can go to a range and have a guy load a shot shell for you, and he puts paper clips in it, cut up paper clips. That's the shot. That's the thing that goes out of the barrel after the powder blasts. And it'll go through a person. Not through, into a person, but it won't go through a wall. So you got a confined space there, and also you get a really good spread with a little clips of paper clips.
So you don't have to be a good aim. You just have to. That's an intimidating thing.
Correct.
Now, what's the trick? Because I have these dreams all the time where I play it over and over again in my head. How to outsmart an armed intruder? He's got something. He's got anything from a stick to a knife to a shotgun. And in many cases, I look for cooperation from my family members. Can you get the whole family in on a plan? Because we know the house. The robbers don't know the house.
Yeah. I got a better idea. Okay. Put some good doors on. You can go to anywhere.
Back to the doors again.
Well, in the Home Depot store, they sell an extra door that goes on the outside of the house made out of steel. So he can't come in that way. A high percentage, right around 70% of burglars who break in, come in through the door. And you want to keep those kinds of people out of your house.
What if you have one of those big, ornate, castle-style iron doors out front? They're not going to try to kick that in, are they?
No, that's very good. But you got to think, too, there's windows.
Oh, yeah.
If the windows are low to the ground, you're going to have a problem. But except that this, normally you'll hear it.
Yeah.
Great defense thing is where you could sleep at night, have a little tiny doggy. I've seen chihuahuas.
Yeah.
The dog from Taco Bell.
Yeah. The yapper dogs.
Got big ears. And he loves little tacos. But even so, you don't hear somebody right away. And if you're not having a problem, your dog has got bad ears and he's not getting it right away, great idea to put a little gravel pit outside your window.
Now, Don, I was so looking forward to hearing about hand-to-hand combat and immobilizing the intruder and all of that. You're talking about dogs, chihuahuas, and door knobs.
I know. Tell us how to beat down. Come on.
Yeah, come on. Once you get hand-to-hand, though, it's too late, right?
That's correct.
Oh.
There are three time periods in a crime, okay? There's the before. That's the part I focus on. There's the during. Not so good. These guys come armed or they know what they're doing. And then not only that, they may not know what they're doing. I have a black belt in karate, okay? So I can really smack a guy. But you know what? He comes in the dark. He's on drugs. I smack him really hard. He just shakes his head. He didn't feel it. Feeling no pain is, the expression we use. And then there's the after part where the police come later. And just before that officer went on duty, his wife said to him, don't take any chances.
Yeah.
So he gets a call, burglary in progress. We got to finish your coffee. why go get in a shootout and then have to go through what
And that's just sad to think about, that they're going to wait and for things to kind of play out before they come over. That doesn't make me feel any comfortable.
You live in L.A. You know this name, okay? See if you can place this with a big incident. Rodney King.
Oh, yeah.
You know who that was?
Sure.
Okay, he's the guy that caused riots in the city, burned half the city down or whatever, recently died.
Yeah.
Why was that? Well, he was at the bottom of his swimming pool. How did that happen?
Yeah.
I think somebody helped him.
But it took a while for people to show up to help, to rescue him. Is that what you're saying?
You know, he was swimming in the back of his swimming pool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he somehow drowned.
Well, we got off on a tangent here. In your book, Conquer Crime, How to Be Your Own Bodyguard, we had a couple of tips here, but I want to give the best tip of all. How do people get this book?
Go on Amazon.
All right.
We don't fool with it.
You don't even have to break the door down to go on Amazon, do you?
Even better. Here's my website, okay?
Yeah.
It's survival-books.com. I wrote 12 survival books. They're all about individual kinds of stuff. Survival, but crime, here's the crime thing. Do it. Protect yourself before it happens. A little bit of budget.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking screws for doors,
yep.
Shades for windows.
Chihuahuas.
But to prevent the crime. Enduring, if you happen to get in a fight and then got to go to karate class or carry a weapon, you're the bed.
Don Paul, thank you very much for checking in with us. I feel so much safer now that I'm actually doing some of these things already at my house.
Getting a chihuahua?
I have the small dog, yeah. I don't have the 3.5-inch screws yet. I may do that.
The girlfriend's got a chihuahua. I come home about 3 o'clock in the morning, and all I got to do is park the car in the garage, and I can hear it yapping.
Every night, though, I do load the bucket full of boiling oil above the front door.
Oh. In case they kick it in?
That's always loaded right there. Hey, we have the story of a 15-year-old kid who's done good. Chris, tell us about him.
Last year, 15-year-old Eric Finman received $1,000 from his grandma for Easter, which I don't know who gets $1,000 for Easter. Let's get some stale peeps and a few jelly beans. But young Eric took his $1,000 and he decided to buy bitcoins. Now this year, he cashed in his $1,000 investment of bitcoins for over $100,000.
Wow.
Now he's 16. Wow. He's taken his earnings and he started a website called Botangle.
Botangle.
It's an online video tutoring site. It offers a bunch of different subjects like computer programming, advanced mathematics, and even one on equine nutrition, which would be horse nutrition.
He's learning.
He got it.
Hey, did you sign up for that Botangle? What is it?
Yeah. Botangles.
Oh, Botangle.
Botangles. And he's got 20 people working for him. He pays for most of them. He pays almost all of them in bitcoins. He says he has no doubt that bitcoins are the currency of the future. They'll be a game changer.
Wow.
Game changer.
I love that. That's amazing. Well, thank you for doing that. We sure love your comments. Send us an email at feedback@philhewlettandfriends.com. We have a Twitter as well, @AsWeSeeItShow. Thanks to Mike Stark, our executive producer, for Jennifer Bjorklund, Jay Campadonia, and Chris Martin. Can't wait to speak to you next time when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.